Still hanging on to his skates, Stuart tried to make his way up to the surface of the garbage, but the footing was bad. He climbed a pile of coffee grounds, but near the top, the grounds gave way under him, and he slid down and landed in a pool of leftover rice pudding. "I bet I'm going to be sick at my stomach before I get out of this," said Stuart. He was anxious to work his way up to the top of the pile because he was afraid of being squashed by the next canload of garbage. When at last he did succeed in getting to the surface, tired and smelly, he observed that the truck was not making any more collections, but was rumbling rapidly along. Stuart glanced up at the sun. "We're going east," he said to himself. "I wonder what that means." There was no way for him to get out of the truck. The sides were too high. He just had to wait. When the truck arrived at the East River, which borders New York City on the east and which is a rather dirty but useful river, the driver drove out onto the pier, backed up to a garbage scow, and dumped his load. Stuart went crashing and slithering along with everything else, and hit his head so hard he fainted and lay quite still as though dead. He lay that way for almost an hour, and when he recovered his senses he looked about him and saw nothing but water. The scow was being towed out to sea. "Well," thought Stuart, "this is about the worst thing that could happen to anybody. I guess this will be my last ride in this world."